RNZ Pacific, Malo tau ma'u e pongi pongi ni. I'm Moira Tuile Epa Taylor with the news. The Papua New Guinea government has formed a parliamentary committee to look into the violent mayhem that occurred during the national elections in June and July. The poll has been described as the most violent in PNG's history, with dozens of people losing their lives. The governor of Oro Province in PNG, Gary Jufa, says the committee is reaching out to other organisations.
I believe they will also be working with the Commonwealth observers and other institutions, organisations that were critical of the elections. So there has been immediate steps taken. I understand that the committee will be funded. It has the support of the executive government and the Prime Minister.
The Governor of East Sepik, Alan Bird, will chair the parliamentary committee. Two men who pleaded guilty to kidnapping in Samoa have been sentenced to 14 months in jail. Iopu Taimalia and Yapesa Elisara were initially charged with murder in relation to an incident that occurred in 2018, but this was reduced after the prosecution told the court there was not enough evidence to proceed with the murder charge. According to the prosecution of summary of facts, the victim walked away after a taxi trip without paying the fare. He was chased, caught, and put in the boot of the taxi with the driver, then taking him to the police station. Along the way, another passenger heard banging and movement in the boot, but this then stopped. Upon arrival at the station, the victim was pronounced dead. The cause of death in the pathologist's report is blunt force head injury. The two men told probation that they were involved in a fist fight with the victim. The Pew Charitable Trust says it's disappointing the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission did not agree to a fully binding harvest strategy for the skipjack tuna fishery. Kuroi Hawkins reports.
The Pew Charitable Trust's statement came after the Regional Fisheries Management Organisation, known as the Pacific Tuna Commission, adopted a new management procedure for its skipjack tuna fishery, but on a kind of five-year trial basis. The Trust's International Fisheries Officer, Glenn Holmes, praised the Commission for adopting the modernised management plan, calling it a step in the right direction. But he said the decision to make the science-based system non-binding was disheartening. Glenn Holmes says to optimise management of the stock and ensure a stable supply for the market, members must revisit this decision and agree to realise the full benefit of the management procedure as soon as possible.
Tourism operators in the Cook Islands are staring down the barrel of yet another low season. While the Cook Islands Tourism Industry Council is pleased at the government's announcement of the two new airline partnerships, the routes are set down to start next year. President Liana Scott says the May and June launch dates missed the mark.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be in time for this coming season, so we're expecting a pretty low or pretty quiet low season for this coming year, so the December, Jan, February is our quietest period. But what we find is when we do have flights coming out of the US or coming out of Sydney, we're able to fill that gap a lot better.
She says while businesses need to wait a little longer, the wait is softened by the prospect of increased cash flow in the new year. Samoa has appointed a new CEO of Health and CEO of Education. The new education post is I.O. Christopher Hazelman, who was the Director of Catholic Education in Samoa for 13 years, before appointed as Pro-Chancellor and Chairman of the National University of Samoa from 2014 to 2021. Professor Aiono Dr. Alec Ekoroma, currently Vice-Chancellor of the National University of Samoa, is the new CEO of Health. He holds a PhD in Building Health Research and Capacity of Clinicians from the University of Auckland. complemented with an MBA in health management and planning from Keele University in the UK. Both appointments are for 3-year terms. The New Zealand's Principals Federation says the number of schools in need of extra support is worrying. The Education Review Office says 20% of schools require intensive effort across multiple areas to improve children's learning. Cherie Taylor-Patel from the Principals Federation says that is a high figure.
It is concerning that it's now 1 in 5 schools that need intensive support. Is there the capacity to deliver that? I'm not sure. Our system is really struggling to do all sorts of things just right now.
Cherie Taylor-Patel says the pandemic has hindered schools from getting the help they need. In sport, France is the latest team into the World Cup quarterfinals after a 3-1 win over Poland and Qatar. The Netherlands and Argentina have already progressed to the final 8. In the quarterfinals, France will face the winner of the last 16 match between England and Senegal, which has just kicked off. The England boss, Gareth Southgate, said his side must step up a level against the Africans, who he believes have an ear about them.
They've got the belief of champions. You can see in the way that having lost Sadio Mane, it's brought them closer together. Man for man, they're getting more out of each other. Well-organised and tremendous spirit.
Tonga makes its international debut in handball this week after a surge in popularity in the sport in the kingdom. Matangi Tonga reports the national under-20 and under-18 boys teams will compete in the Oceania Trophy being held in the Cook Islands against the hosts Australia, New Zealand, New Caledonia and Tahiti. The tournament takes place from Monday to Friday. Tonga Titans head coach Tawara Moharam says it's a feat for Tonga to compete in its first international tournament. He says they only started out in July with 3 players and now over 70 boys and girls are playing the game. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, you can go to our website, rnzi.com.